A majority of the Los Angeles City Council is looking to take $100 to $150 million that had been allocated for the LAPD's budget to go for social services in the city of Los Angeles. 11-3 vote of the council last week to study ways to make those cuts to the police department. And we're very pleased to have two members of the LA City Council to talk about it, beginning with Councilmember John Lee, representing the 12th District, parts of Northwestern and Western San Fernando Valley. He voted against this. Councilman Lee, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what are your concerns about cutting $100 to $150 million from the department budget?
You know, I just feel that these cuts are just an arbitrary cut. You know, I'm committed to working with my colleagues to address systemic racism, but I just hope we do it in a way that demonstrates a long-term commitment to this change. We should not be posing the question as a choice between fighting racial injustice and, you know, keeping our communities safe. We need to do both. We need to fund both. But just calling for arbitrary cuts to a department that is so critical to the safety of our communities, I just felt it was irresponsible.
Councilman, we're looking at virtually other city department, as I understand it, undergoing significant cuts as a result of the financial stress on the city of L.A. Like every other public entity, it's been hit hard by COVID-19 economically and in tax receipts, and it's had huge additional expenses to deal with COVID-19. Why shouldn't the police department face its share of cuts as other city departments are?
Sure. You know, I want to be clear that I understand that the city faces real budgetary challenges. COVID-19 has had a real impact on our city's revenue. However, public safety should be the last and not the first priority we reduce. You know, we need to make sure that, you know, we do this through policy. You know, if we're truly concerned about dismantling systemic racism, we have to talk about healthcare, education, business, transportation, early childhood education, and so much more. You know, these are all areas where we continue to see disparities along racial and ethnic, you know, lines. But I don't want to just make arbitrary cuts. Policy decisions should always be guided by data, and not anecdotes or public opinion. You know, we need to actually have policy discussions on where these cuts are coming from. And I just felt that just to throw out $150 million, you know, I think we both agree, that's just a, you know, a drop in the bucket. I mean, you know, we're going to be, I don't know what revenues are going to look like next month. I don't know what revenues are going to look like in November. We're going to have to take this budget as a, you know, a monthly ongoing living thing. And we're going to be making cuts, you know, we're going to be making some very, very tough decisions. But we can't just, we got to do make sure it's guided by data, and not just, you know, thrown out there.
The city's chief legislative analyst and the city's administrative officer have issued a report. This came out on Friday, which said that cutting $150 million from the LAPD budget would leave the department with just over 9,700 officers by the end of the next fiscal year. So that's June 2021. Overtime spending would have to be cut in the upcoming fiscal year with what's called overtime banking, so that compensation would come in later years, wouldn't be immediately paid out to officers. Also, the audit call said that it would be reduced spending on technology would be necessary, fewer replacement vehicles, and expense accounts would have to be cut to comply with this. On the matter of having fewer than 10,000 officers with the LAPD, what do you think that would mean in your district?
Well, I think my district is going to, you know, we're always the first area to be cut. And I think that, you know, our investment into policing, you know, to make real changes, we need to be investing more into training. I mean, the LAPD has taken such incredible strides in the last 20 years. When I look around the LAPD, it is a true representation of what our city's population looks like when you compare to what, you know, the makeup of our city and to the makeup of, you know, LAPD. You know, I just think that, you know, those cuts, we have to, again, look at it, because it goes even further than that. We're talking about civilian employees being cut from the LAPD too. And what happens with that? We just pull back higher paying officers back into the office, and we have even less police on the street. Like I said, we need to make sure that we are actually having policy discussions about this and how it truly is going to affect our city. And like I said in the beginning, I think we need to do both. We need to keep our community safe, and we need to be moving this. We have community policing models like one we started, we have here in Council District 12, our Devonshire Pals youth program. It's an LAPD focused program where we wanted to introduce the children from across the street in an area that's always been our highest crime area to a new relationship, or facilitate a new relationship, you know, with police officers. And what has happened 10 years later? We have broken the cycle of gangs. Juvenile crimes are down 40%. We're now, you know, no longer focusing on the relationship with these kids. We're now sending them to colleges and finding them good jobs.
But if
these are programs that, you know, that work, we need to be doing more of that.
But Councilman, if crime is down and you're just seeing calls for service dropping significantly, why not cut LAPD staffing in a budget crisis and in response to this, particularly as critics of the department say that they feel over-policed?
You know, I think, you know, the reason why crime is down is because we have the police force that we have, because they're doing, you know, the amazing job. The men and women that make up the LAPD is doing such an amazing job. And just to say, well, they're doing good at keeping these numbers, so now let's cut them. I don't really understand that argument.
We're talking with Los Angeles City Councilman John Lee. His district is the western and northwestern San Fernando Valley. And I'd like to hear from listeners what you think about this 11-3 vote of the L.A. City Council to cut the LAPD budget by $150 million. The call's been to redirect that to community services, frankly, with the budget shortfall that Los Angeles is looking at. The question is how much of that money actually will make its way into community programs. We're at 866-893-KPECC. The AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We'll continue our conversation with the councilman in just 90 seconds. Last Friday, the L.A. City Council voted 11-3 to study cutting the LAPD by $150 million. We're talking with one of the three nay votes on that. Councilman John Lee represents the northwestern and west section of the San Fernando Valley. David in Porter Ranch says, my home was burglarized and vandalized a few years ago. When we called police, only one officer arrived 45 minutes later to assist. I don't think we need any more cuts, especially in the North Valley. That's David in Porter Ranch. We're at 866-893-KPCC. Coming up on Fresh Air with Terry Gross, Julie Holland, psychiatrist who used to run Bellevue Hospital's emergency room. She has a new book called Good Chemistry, which looks at using LSD, psilocybin, MDMA, and marijuana to treat mental health issues. Julie Holland, the book Good Chemistry, Fresh Air with Terry Gross, coming up at noon. I'm sorry, that's not right. I'm sorry, Governor Gavin Newsom has his news conference. You may get some of Fresh Air, but I don't know how much, because Governor Newsom has his news conference at noon today. I forgot all about that. Again, we're at 866-893-KPCC. Councilman Lee, is it clear that if the department's cut by $150 million, that money will go to social services, given the financial problems the city is facing?
Again, Larry, you know, we have to have, we have to discuss all that. And that's, you know, why, you know, I believe that the, you know, the police will not be immune from cuts. But let's, you know, we have to do it responsibly and, you know, look at the inefficiencies in all of our departments. And we need to take a look at and where we can fund those social programs, because it is extremely important. You know, they have my commitment. We need to keep this conversation going. We have a responsibility to listen to the voices of the protesters. and the, you know, we have to move forward in a way with those, you know, important social programs. I'm afraid if we make cuts to LAPD, some of those important social programs are the ones that are actually going to be affected. And so we can't just have knee-jerk reactions. We can't just have public, you know, we can't have people just drive the conversation without actually sitting down and do what we're supposed to do when we're elected. We're supposed to actually look at everything and figure out how we all agree we need to do more.
Jeffrey writes on the page, crime is not down because of policing. It's down to socioeconomic and demographic factors that aren't related to policing. Councilman Lee, your response to Jeffrey's contention.
You know, I obviously disagree a little. I think the LAPD is doing an amazing job. When you see the crime numbers of, you know, throughout the years have gone down. And we're not just talking about, you know, misdemeanors. We're talking about, you know, homicides. We're at levels that we haven't seen since the 1950s. And it's because our police, you know, our police officers are so incredibly well-trained and they are, you know, doing important work out there.
So, you know, crime is down in most communities right now, regardless of police department. But you think LAPD in your district is largely responsible?
Oh, I think there's no doubt about it. Our, you know, two divisions in my department, they have community programs. It's really based on community policing. They're actually they know the community members that make up my district. And I think that relationship and that bond has played a huge role in making crime go down.
Antifa Super COVID tweets, LAPD only spends roughly 5% of its time responding to calls where violence is alleged or already has happened. The idea that LAPD keeps people safe from violence is rhetoric, not reflecting reality. I would guess, John Lee, as is the case in most communities, overwhelmingly calls are about property crimes.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, property crimes, and I mean, that's no different, you know, in my district. And these are things that we have to, again, it keeps coming back to, you know, the cuts into the LAPD. We need to look at this across the board throughout the city. You know, too much attention is being placed just on LAPD. Is LAPD going to need to take cuts? Absolutely. But we need to do it in a responsible way. We need to look across the board of throughout the entire city of where, you know, what our core services are and making sure that we're still giving that to the constituents of the city of Los Angeles and not just making decisions because, you know, for just knee-jerk reactions to situations. We need to make sure that, you know, it's not just traditional policing, you know, all new training. LAPD has made great strides. We all need to continue to change.
Final question for you. For the calls that are not for property crimes or for allegations of violent activity, do you think that it would make sense for the department to not take those calls and to have specially trained social worker types of responders to the nonviolent, non-property crime calls?
Yeah, I think that is something that we do need to look at as a city. We need to look at everything on the table of, you know, how we respond, if we are doing it the right way. If police officers, right now, I believe we put everything on police officers' plates. You know, did we ask them to deal with the homeless issues? Like, we have changed that in the last couple, you know, in the last year, where we've shifted more towards, you know, counseling, going out. And we need to take a look at that and see how that's working, if that's being more successful in getting people, you know, in programs off the streets.
All right. Councilman Lee, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it.
Western San Fernando Valley, L.A. City Council member John Lee with us on Air Talk. Now joining us, Los Angeles City Councilman Herb Wesson. His 10th district includes West Los Angeles and Southwest L.A. neighborhoods. Councilman Wesson, good to have you back with us.
Hey, it's good to be back. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Hope you had a good weekend. So we were just talking with Councilman Lee, one of the three votes against this study to cut the LAPD's budget by $150 million. What's your response to those who say that decreasing the size of the force is going to mean longer response times and less ability to serve residents?
Well, I think what we're doing right now, in fact, the best way to describe this is last week I did a radio show in England, the first time in my life. So it was really a trip. And we were having a conversation about reimagining the police department or reimagining public safety. And the host says to me, well, you know, that this is just common sense. And it's more cost effective. Why haven't you Yanks thought about this before? And I really think that that says a lot. You know, going forward, reimagining the police department we've asked to do, we started out by asking them to be part of the solution. Now we're asking them to be the total solution to just about everything that we do. And that's a very expensive proposition. If we can come up with a way to reimagine public safety, to reimagine how the police provide services to this city, not only will we save money, I think that our police department can then focus on the things that drew them to the police department in the first place, to protect and serve and to fight crime. Right now, we've got them supervising sanitation cleanups. We've got them removing or being participants in removing homeless encampments. We've got them going out to monitor abandoned cars. There's so many areas that we could look at reimagining that I think will not only save the city money, so we can deliver more services to Angelenos. But I also think that it takes it lets them focus on the important police-related functions that they join the force in the first place to do.
We're talking with Los Angeles City Councilman Herb Wesson, who represents West Los Angeles and Southwest LA neighborhoods. I know that there are other cities like Albuquerque and Eugene, Oregon, that have come up with response teams to go out and respond to at least some of the non-property, dispute, you know, potential violent situations. One of the challenges is recruiting people to do that kind of work because there is a degree of risk, even though these are not upfront described as potential violence. So how do you think the city is going to be able to put this into action, recruit and train the individuals who would carry out this response function?
Well, I can respond to that a couple of ways. When we first announced that we were going to look at a reimagining the public safety approach, I received calls from individuals in the mental health field that, you know, I volunteer. I'd love to do that kind of work. So I do think that there are a lot of people that, you know, their life's work is to go out and touch people in a compassionate way and get things done. So I think the desire is there. And I think what we have to do is just figure out a way that this could actually work. Also, this is going to be a time where silos between county and city government have to be eliminated, and we're going to have to come up with partnerships. So I believe that the potential is there, that the desire is there. We just have to creatively work at a way of making that function. And you do that by not rushing, but to have a series of conversations and hearings about how that would work. What happens when a nonviolent situation escalates into violence? What kind of functions can we get a social worker or a mental health worker to perform while allowing the police department to do their job, which is to go catch the bad guys and the criminals. So I'm excited. You know, life is about change, and government has a responsibility to grow, adapt, and morph. So I am not going to miss this moment. I want to be right in the middle of this conversation.
We'll continue with Los Angeles City Councilman Herb Wesson with us on Air Talk. Coming up, Governor Gavin Newsom's news conference at noon today. We'll have it for you live right here on 89.3 KPECC. We'll be back in just 1 minute on Air Talk. So good to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by Los Angeles City Councilman Herb Wesson. We're talking about the 11-3 vote by the council on Friday to redirect $150 million to cut that from the LAPD budget and to commission a study on the ways that that would happen. Councilman, wanted to ask you about the way that this would potentially be done. Legislative analyst office, chief legislative analyst, and the city administrative officer talked about through attrition, cutting the size of the force down to just over 9,700 sworn officers. Do you support that? And is that to use sufficient number for LAPD to do its job with this reconfigured way of responding?
Well, you know, what I support is the conversation about trying to put in the streets the most effective and efficient police department we can come up with. I support reimagining a way that we can save money to provide more services to the citizens, the residents of this city. And the budget conversation, this is the beginning. It is not the end. And government is not an easy job, and you have to have uncomfortable conversations. So even though you start out with an uncomfortable conversation, that doesn't mean you end with an uncomfortable situation.
What about Black Lives Matter, the political organization with its people's budget that it's presented, which calls for cutting the LAPD budget down to about a tenth of what it is currently, and their argument that Los Angeles is over-policed, that communities feel that they're under siege, and that it's time to essentially tear down 90% of the LAPD?
Well, everybody has the right to their opinion, just like those that might want to see an increase in the budget for the police. And I think it's the city's responsibility to come up with what we believe is a responsible budget that delivers the services to Angelenos, the services they want, need, and expect. And that's we signed up to do this hard job, and trust me, we will do our job. At the end of the day, the most important thing that we want to do is to create an environment where maybe, you know, my grandkids have an opportunity to live a better life than I led, that they have an opportunity to experience things that I didn't experience. That is the American dream for everyone, black, white, brown, yellow, unicorn color. It doesn't matter. And that's what government's responsibility is, to try to deliver services to their people. So I think it's a little too early to get into they want this, he wants that, she wants this. We have a job to do. I have faith in my colleagues. And this is a moment in history where we have the greatest opportunity to create a fair and just, not just city, but country, and I'm not going to miss this moment.
All right, Councilman Wesson, thanks. And just in closing, I wanted to ask you, because we've had Congressman Adam Schiff withdraw his endorsement for LA County District Attorney Jackie Lacey. Are you rethinking your endorsement of her?
At this point, I'm focused on the budget.
Thank you, Councilman Herb Wesson, for joining us on Air Talk. A very diplomatic answer. I want to share some listener comments from Max, who tweets at AirTalk. So wait, officers, police department does well. We invest more. They don't do well. We invest more. Something's fishy with that logic. Other departments are expected to maintain their current output with fewer resources. Why do we insist on putting this one department, meaning LAPD, on a golden pedestal? Come on, Feel the Noise tweets, if we move any cash from LAPD to social programs, there has to be something to prevent that money from being gutted from social programs in future cuts. All right, thank you for sharing your comments. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Governor Gavin Newsom's noon news conference. Have a very good afternoon.